This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to our weekly exploration of equity and opportunity in Washtenaw County. I'm David Fair, and we've partnered with the United Way of Washtenaw County to find those voices to bring you those stories. And together, we call it Washtenaw United. Today, we're going to focus on Ozone House, which is celebrating 50 years in the community. Over the course of five decades, Ozone House has helped an untold number of youngsters get off the streets, find food, shelter, and support, and move on to healthy and productive lives. Our guest today is Executive Director of Ozone House, Chris DeGurdy, and thank you so much for the time. I do appreciate it.
Awesome. It's great to be here.
And we have another guest with us, and this is a young man who has utilized the services of Ozone House and now works as an advocate. So, Bara Yonas, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
On one hand, there is cause for celebration. Ozone House begins in 1969 in the area, so 50 years it's expanded its services. On the other hand, it's kind of sad that there's still a need for it, and it's not going away anytime soon. Chris, now I want to ask you right off the bat, how do you define the mission of Ozone House?
Oh, I think the most simple way is that we do intensive prevention and intervention for young people and families in the community experiencing many kinds of crises or have needs that we can get involved with.
And Bara, how did you come across Ozone House as a younger person?
I heard through it through a friend of mine who was also using their resources.
And what resources were you in need of?
Housing, emotional support, just a lot of things that Ozone House was thankfully able to provide.
So Ozone House provides not only the food and shelter and the services of immediate need, it does provide those supportive services that allow for counsel and growth into adulthood. So, Krista, kind of run down what services are available to those who might be in need in our community.
Oh, so many. I think most importantly is that we run a 24-hour crisis line. We offer text chat as well. Everyone should know that number, 734-662-2222. That really is the main point of entry. So we do anything from a one-time intervention on the phone to getting someone into our minor shelter. We have Miller House, which is our transitional living program. We have a drop-in center in Ypsilanti where we offer all kinds of services and support to young people. It's just a cool place to come during the day or after school. We have warm meals, we socks, showers, laundry. It's really a place for young people to build relationships with other young people and staff as we start to figure out what else they might need. Several housing programs, a lot of different kinds of therapeutic services and programs. But really our core pillars are that we offer safety. We help foster positive and healthy relationships, and we support productive lives. We also have skills training programs, and we have a job program and an employment connection and mentorship program. So there's quite a bit we do.
So you're taking people through the stages.
Yes.
And into adulthood. And Bara, that's kind of really important for you because you first encountered Ozone House as a young adult. So the services go beyond the age of minority and into majority. How did you first utilize the services, and how has that taken you to the point where you are today?
I was set up with a case manager, and I'm very glad that I had my case manager in Ozone House throughout the time that I was there. And eventually, I was able to save up enough money while I was living there to get a place of my own. And ever since then, I've been just a lot happier. I feel like I've made just so much progress in such a short amount of time.
And you've turned that into the work of an advocate for Ozone House and for young people. You work in a program called Speak Out. What is your message to those who are in need and when you're reaching out to them?
That we're here for them. Ozone House has been here for a while and we're not going anywhere. And I think it's good that young people feel like they have a place to go to when no one else will take them in.
Washtenaw United continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Chris DeGurdy, who is Executive Director of Ozone House. The other voice you hear this morning is Bara Yonas. He is Ozone House advocate at this point and out and living on his own. Now, Krista, you worked up to at Ozone House until about a dozen years ago, as I understand, left for a period of 10 years, and then in 2017 came back to take over the director's position. How had it changed in the decade you were gone?
You know, The most important is what didn't change, which is kind of how we do the work. So not necessarily what we do. What's really important about Ozone House is how we do it. And that's with a lot of love and building of relationships. How it's changed is that, you know, we turned 50. We've grown up in a lot of ways, and we've expanded. And the biggest thing is that we are, you know, on the end of a massive capital campaign. Our board stood up a few years ago and made the decision that we wanted to build an entirely new campus and facility. So we're building 19,000 square feet on the Huron River here in Ypsilanti, so that we can have a better use of our resources together. We're going to be able to increase our bed capacity, co-locating our programs. We're going to have a massive skills training facility and day programming. So we really, that's what the biggest change has been, is that we're growing and that we're demanding that we have better space and more space for young people and staff at Ozone House and with our services.
You mentioned capacity. What is shelter capacity now?
Within the entire Ozone House shelter programs, we only have 5 bedrooms. So young people are doubled, tripled, and could be quadrupled up, depending. And we're going to 16 separate bedrooms, and we'll comfortably be able to sleep 32 young people. And we have quite a few ways that we'll be able to expand the building we're doing, as well as more space on the land we have.
Does it even begin to scratch the surface of the need in Washtenaw County?
You know, the need is bigger than I think anyone ever imagines, right? It won't scratch the surface. We have a long way to go. Young people need more than just shelter. They need adults around them. They need lots of different kinds of opportunities. It will make a huge difference. We need to be able to get young people off the streets immediately. We don't want to put young people on wait lists. We work with an awful lot of young people that are currently homeless. So the biggest need we hope to be able to accomplish within this new building over time is to have emergency shelter beds for 18 to 21-year-olds.
You just mentioned something that I think is an under-recognized issue in Washtenaw County, and that is how deep food and housing insecurity runs, not only for adults, but for our K-12 aged kids in Washtenaw County. Is there a manner in which you are partnering with others to serve those that you can't necessarily directly serve?
We partner with everybody in the community in some way or another. Washtenaw County is a great community. We don't have to convince anybody why people matter, why young people matter. I think together as nonprofits and as social workers and workers and service providers, teachers in the community, we know that when we're working together that we reach more people, we have a seamless coordination of services, and that none of us wants to just do the work alone, that we all need each other and we all have a different part to play. So we are working together. But the need is still great in many ways.
Our Washtenaw United conversation with Ozone House Director Krista Gurdy continues on 89.1 WEMU. The other voice you've been hearing today is that of Bara Yonas. He is an advocate now, working with the Speak Out program and reaching out to others who are a bit younger than him and people of his age. You're 23 now?
I'm going to be 23 later this month, yes.
There you go, 23 years old. And how important was it to experience others who were in the Ozone House programs and have that peer-to-peer support system beyond what the adults in the facility working at Ozone House were doing for you?
I think it's very important. And there's definitely a sense of community and belonging that Ozone House gives to youth that other places just don't.
Bara, have you had an experience in which you have reached out or a young person has reached out to you and you have connected in a way, and in the end it turned out that the experience for both of you was enriching?
Yeah, I know plenty of people who have been involved in Ozone House services, and all I've heard is just positive things, which is always good. I benefited, people have benefited, and they will continue to benefit us so long as we're here.
What is the reward in it for you personally, Krista?
Being able to give back, witnessing young people's strength and resiliency, really knowing that if we offer something that's real and makes impact, that young people will accept it. You know, young people generally will accept support, help, and love. We just have to offer it the right way. You know, I think it challenges many of us to, you know, keep going.
Barr, you're out. You're living on your own. You're building a future for yourself. Do you intend to stay involved with Ozone House and its programs to, as Krista was talking about, give back?
I don't see myself going anywhere. You know, they've done a lot for me, and I want to be able to return that. And there's definitely a sense of fulfillment that I at least get with being able to help someone else. It's for a greater cause, and you're giving back to the community and society in an honest way, which is something that we should all do. And I definitely do think it helps with getting that sense of satisfaction in life that I feel like we all just really need and crave.
I want to thank you both for the time today. I appreciate you sharing your story, and the message is inspirational and the mission admirable.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
That is Krista Gerdy, Executive Director of Ozone House, and Barra Yonis, who is serving as an advocate for Ozone House in its Speak Out program. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County. You hear it each Monday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.